I'm here with Dr. Arthur Waldbaum from the Dysmenorrhea Study. Dr. Waldbaum, could you please start by briefly introducing yourself?
My name is Dr. Waldbaum. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician and have been so for over 30 years. I've been very involved in clinical research in women's health care for about 28 years and involved in many research studies to try to benefit women's health.
Okay. And are there any other studies that you've been involved in which are related to this study?
Yes, this study is using a vaginal ring that has hormones embedded in it. And this actually the same ring we're taking part in a concurrent study using this ring as a contraceptive. In this study, we're using the ring to see it, how it helps for women that are having painful menstrual periods.
Okay, and could you describe the study for people who might be interested in participating?
Yes, the study again is using a vaginal ring that the patient would place herself in the vagina and leave it in for 21 days, take it out for 1 week, and that'll usually be the period week, and then replace it again for 21 days in, 7 days out. And the ring has an estrogen and progesterone hormone in it. Since we're not using this study as a means of birth control, there is a placebo control, and that is why women have to use condoms for birth control in the study because it's possible they could be on the placebo ring. Then patients are followed over 6 to 9 months to see how their menstrual periods are while using the ring and see if it is beneficial in helping with their bad cramping.
What might we learn from this study?
We would hopefully learn that this may be a good method for women to be able to use that are not responding well to just oral pain medications for their dysmenorrhea or painful periods, and would be able to use this hormonal ring instead to give them relief from their symptoms.
What impact could that have on individuals in the future?
Well, the impact would be for women to be more comfortable while they're on their periods and not have to rely on other pain medications, and hopefully would not have to miss as much work or school because of the pain, and would be more comfortable and would be beneficial for their entire lifestyle.
And is there any potential impact that this study could have on society or the healthcare system in the future?
Well, it may have a significant impact because we know that there are thousands and thousands of missed work and school hours because of women that cannot take part in their normal activities because of the significant dysmenorrhea that they have. So if we do find a product that is going to provide relief, then society and future would benefit because of women be able to participate in whatever they do throughout the month.
What kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
We need women that do have a long-term history of painful menstrual periods. Who are not currently on any hormones, that are willing to use condoms for birth control throughout the study. These subjects will get free medical care and be compensated for taking part in the study as well.
Okay, so you mentioned free medical care and compensation. Are there any other possible benefits for those people that do participate?
Well, if the patient is on the actual hormonal ring, then we would hope by reviewing their diary, and we do give patients an electronic diary to keep throughout the study, so we're able to follow their symptoms. So we would hope that by reviewing the diary, we see that their symptoms have improved when they are on the real hormonal ring.
And apart from using the device, are there other things that a participant in this study would need to do?
Like I mentioned, they would need to be willing to keep a daily diary entry on their electronic diary, and it's very simple. It just takes a couple of minutes each day. They have to use their ring regularly. There are approximately 7 visits to our office over the study period, and the subjects do get a significant compensation for each one of their study visits, and they also get a compensation for completing their daily diary each month.
Are there any common questions that people have when they're considering whether to participate in this study?
Many ask, do we know there is safety with this? And the answer is that this type of a study is a study that takes place after the drug has been studied for many years. So there's been many years of testing this vaginal ring with the hormones, and it's shown to be a very safe, effective way to use. So there shouldn't be a real concern about being on a new type of drug. These are similar estrogen and progesterones that have been around for many years, and this device of using it in a ring is a slightly new method, but the safety is definitely there.
Any other common questions that people have?
I don't believe so. I think pretty much we've covered all the aspects of the study.
Okay, Dr. Wilbaum, is there anything else that you would like to add?
You know, again, I would add that this may be a very good method for women to try if they're willing to take part in a research study, and would hopefully get some benefit from it, as well as having free testing done, because in addition, we do pap smears and physical exams and blood tests, and all testing is free, and of course the rings are free, and there is a compensation which could be up to $1,200, $1,300 if they complete the full study.
Dr. Wilbaum, thank you very much.
Sure thing.